everybody, and welcome to the Minecraft Short Stories podcast. I'm your host, Callum Ellis, and in this episode today, I tell the second part of the three-part story known as The Tale of the Ocelots. The first part was on episode 1 of the Minecraft Short Stories podcast. If you want to hear that great content, go and find the episode. It is called episode 1, The Ocelots. So, if you want to know what is happening up to this point, you need to go listen to that story, since I am going to spoil what happens inside of it, to recap on this one. Okay, let's get right into the story. So, first I'm going to recap, so go watch the other episode if you have not already, so that I do not spoil it for you. So, what happened was that Cobble found a stray ocelot and cared for it by finding a dirt hut that player has made, also known as a house that you make when you first get in a world. And she has hidden the ocelot away, and then she has asked her parents to tell her the story of why the ocelots hate the creepers. Okay, let's get right into the story. The next morning, Cobble woke up, still pondering the strange story. During school that day, she couldn't focus, which was unfortunate because the class had a major quiz on explosion tactics. After the grueling afternoon in the stuffy classroom, she was relieved to have lunch. Just as she got into the fish line so she could give the ocelot its meal, she saw a distant creeper hurrying towards the school. As the creeper got closer, she recognized him as Oak. Oak was a friend of her dad's and stopped by the house often. Oak worked as a scout in Silverfish Woods to stop players before they found the creeper settlement. As he got closer, the teacher noticed him too. When Oak came to the school steps, the teacher came out to greet him. "Why, Oak, long time no see. Why are you here?" "I," he panted, "came from the office building. They need to see a student."
"Not me," Cobble whispered in her head.
"Who?" asked the teacher, surprised.
"Cobble," Oak said.
On the short walk to the office building, Cobble was extremely nervous. "What did I do?" she thought. "Did I accidentally leave the gate around the village open?"
"Yeah, that must be it."
During the entire walk, Oak was completely silent. As Cobble climbed the office building steps, she glanced back at him. He didn't even glance at her. The office building was situated in the middle of the village and served as the courthouse, meeting place, and when needed, jail. It was made out of diorite and stone. The inside was plainly furnished and surprisingly small. Behind her, Oak said, "They're in the main room. Go in." She slowly opened the spruce wood doors that led to the main room. Inside the room were her parents, some other parents, and the village mayor. One of the other parents gestured at the bench beside her parents when she entered. When she sat, the mayor got right to the point. "It has come to the village's attention that an ocelot has been sighted in Silverfish Woods by none other than Oak." He gestured at Oak, who was sitting at Cobble's right. "This, of course, cannot be permitted." Throughout the whole speech, Cobble's head pounded with fear for her own and the ocelot's well-being. "Now, you all may be wondering what a student, Cobble here, is doing." She was wondering the exact same thing. Did they find out I took care of the ocelot? She thought, wondering. "Well," the mayor continued, "we found the ocelot in a dirt hut a player made in the outskirts of the woods. At first we thought it had wandered away and made a home there, but then we investigated further and found fish scraps, milk buckets, and most importantly, a book with Cobble's name on the cover." As the audience turned to look at her, through her fear she thought, "Well, now I know, they found the book I read to the ocelot with." "Well, Cobble, anything to say for yourself?" her dad asked. Cobble paused. "Wouldn't it just be better to tell the truth now instead of lying?" she thought. "Cobble," her dad asked. "Well, it started when I found an ocelot in the water," she began. After the story, the room was silent, except for the cows and chickens mooing and clucking outside. Another parent broke the silence. "Oak, what happened to the ocelot when you came in and searched the house?" "Well," he answered, "when I came to the house, the ocelot ran away as normal. It looked back as I was going, so I paused and chased it away again." When he finished, the mayor stood up and addressed the entire room. "The committee must reach a decision. Everyone who is not on the committee has to wait outside." After half the room stood up to go, including Cobble and her mother, her dad was on the committee. As Cobble left, she watched as the committee creepers stood up and formed an oval in the room. Cobble's heart still pounded, half an hour after she left the office building. Her mom had run home to get food and water so they could make a picnic outside the building. When 2 hours had passed, the spruce doors of the office building were open, so Cobble and her mom could hear the committee's decision. After they were seated, the committee broke the oval to come sit in the normal benches. Her dad came and sat next to her. When he sat, he just barely nudged her, as if to say, "It's going to be all right." Cobble gulped. The mayor stood up for the fourth time that day. "The committee has decided," the mayor began, "that Cobble has to be banned from seeing the ocelot any further." Cobble's eyes got watery. "Though, due to her story, we agree that no further punishment is needed." At bedtime that night, she asked her mother the same question she had wanted to ask the committee. "Mom, why do we still hate the ocelots? The actions of the ocelots happened many decades ago. Why do we still hate them? If the creepers had killed the ocelots king instead, would we still want them to hate us?" Her mother took a long time to answer. "I don't know. I think it's for the same reason we try to kill players instead of befriend them." Cobble had to know. "Why is it?" Her mom took an equally long amount of time to answer that. "I think it's because creepers are a very grudging creeper. We don't forget old grudges. Another reason is because of our upbringings and teachings. Just like the ocelot, players are bad, and we cannot trust them." "But Mom, why could we not just forget all that and live in the jungle alongside them?" "That is not our decision to make," she said. "Now, Cobble, please don't get into more trouble with the committee, all right?" Cobble went to bed. In the middle of the night, Cobble slowly lifted up the window and snuck out to help the young ocelot. As you can tell by the music, it is time for a quiz. This week's quiz is a substantially harder quiz since the first quiz was easy. This week's trivia question: how many health points does the Wither have? I think this is a very hard question since it is a random fact that no one, or at least I don't, really care about. But the options are A, 300, B, 150, C, 200, or D, 192. Take a moment to think of your answer. The correct answer is A. The Wither boss mob has 300 health points. And a fun fact about the Wither: it is made by doing a T with soul sand and placing 3 Wither skeleton skulls on top of the T. I actually have some news. I am making a website, MinecraftShortStories.com, no spaces. And at this website, you can get the newest episode, and you can submit short stories. And if I like your short story, I will actually tell it on a bonus episode or after the quiz and main story on a podcast episode. The website will be launching soon. It is not quite ready right now, but look for that in the near future. Thank you all so much for listening to the Minecraft Short Stories podcast. I really hope you enjoyed the story I had today. If you would like to hear the third part, it will be the next episode. And if you want to re-listen to the first part, just go back to episode 1. Thank you all for listening. Thank you.